Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week and over the next few weeks, we will hear from Humboldt Wildcat athletes who have signed their letter of intent to play sports at the college level. Our first Wildcat athlete I sat down with was senior Tayton Lowhouse, who will be playing football at the college level for South Dakota.
I want to congratulate you on committing to the University of South Dakota for football.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
How old were you when you first started, and how did you first kind of fall in love with the game?
I would say I started a little bit later than everybody else, 7th and 8th grade. Tackle football were my first real experiences with football in general. And I wasn't always the biggest, fastest, strongest, but once I hit about sophomore year, I hit a little growth spurt. I wasn't that big, but I was probably the same height I am now. 175 pounds. I just loved messing up the plays, you know. I'd be going against Caden Mattson on scout. I'd be on scout D. He'd be on offense. And I just loved messing up the plays. And it'd be funny because Coach Allen would get all upset that a sophomore was messing up the offensive scheme. And that's when I truly started to love it.
Right from the get-go, when you got onto the scene at the high school level, you were kind of that thorn in the side of the offense against the scout teams.
Sophomore year, I started out with all the sophomores, like the JV, and then the second day of practice, they pulled me up to varsity for D end, and we go Team O and then Team D. I would just stay on, I'd be on Team D, and then I'd go to Scout D and go against the first Team O and just cause havoc.
So playing for Humboldt the last few years, what was that experience like in the Humboldt Wildcats high school football program?
It was great. I really enjoyed the competitiveness between me and Ben Keenest my junior year. We would go at it in practice to the point where we would almost get in fights. We would get in fights, but by the time practice was over, we were best buds again.
During your high school career, you guys made the Dome twice. You had a lot of good football played over your career in terms of the team success-wise. How do you think that prepared you for football at the next level, getting to play on Saturdays next year?
I would say these last 2 years taught me how to win through adversity. I'm sure I'll have tons of adversity at the college level, just going through injuries and trying to stay healthy.
Now that your football career has been wrapped up, at least at the high school level, how would you like people to remember you as a football player for the Humboldt Wildcats?
I would say super aggressive on the field and just wanting to hit hard and aggressive guy. Like, that's how I see myself on the football field.
What about South Dakota's football program caught your attention and drove you to want to play football at the next level in Vermilion on Saturdays?
I would say it's a D1 school, and that was a big thing for me. I wanted to go to a Division I school and not just like a D2 or D3. And I really loved their strength program. I would say they have one of the best strength coaches at that level of football. And just all their coaching staff was really, they weren't like that old era of coaches where, I'm not saying they weren't strict, but they wouldn't just give you a handshake. They'd come up and give you a hug. And
they're like a player's coach.
Exactly.
So you kind of like the atmosphere there, or just the culture that they've got at that program?
Whenever I'd go to the Dome to watch a game, it was just a crazy environment. When they ran out of the field, a motorcycle leads them out, and all the lights in the Dome, they start strobing, and music starts playing, like upbeat hip music, and I just love the environment of it.
What excites you the most about the opportunity to play at the next level in college football?
I would say starting over. Like, I'm not the biggest guy anymore there. I'm going to have to put the work in, and I think it'll be fun to get pushed by guys that are better than me.
Appreciate it, Tayton. And again, congrats on your career at Humboldt, and best of luck at that next level.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Humboldt Wildcat senior Tayton Lowhouse. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.